Good afternoon, everybody. I would like to welcome everybody to the Design Review Board agenda of Tuesday, August 25th. Could we have a roll call, please?
Member Clinton?
Present.
Member Smith?
Present.
Member Whalen?
Here.
Vice Chair Schellenberger?
Present.
Sarah Branch?
Here.
Thank you.
All right, and we'd like to begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America,
to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, God,
indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
All right, and now I would like to let the public know that this meeting is being conducted utilizing teleconferencing and electronic means consistent with the State of California Executive Order N-2920, dated March 17th, 2020, regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. The live stream of the meeting may be viewed on television and or online. In accordance with Executive Order N-2920, the public may only view the meeting on either Goleta Channel 19 and or online at the City of Goleta's website. And with that, we will begin. We'll start at this time. The public has an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. Does staff have any such requests from the public?
No, we do not. Clerk, do we have any? I do not believe we have any.
If there are any members of the public wishing to speak, please click the raise your hand icon now. And I do not see any interest in speaking at this time.
Okay. Then in that case, we will move to our administrative agenda and the review of agenda. Mary?
I believe the minutes are first. Or, well, maybe we do have review of agenda. Okay.
Yeah, the minutes are next.
Okay, got it. Yes, Chair Branch, members, good afternoon. We do have one item on your agenda that will be continued. There's no action needed because we will be re-noticing and rescheduling that item. That would be B1.
Okay, very good. Thank you. With that, that'll take us to item A2, which is to review and approve the Design Review Board minutes for July 28th. Can I get a motion for that?
I have read the minutes and will make such a motion for to approve them.
Okay. Alfred, you want Chair a second?
Chair Branch, should we have discussion after the motion or before?
Yes. There'll actually be discussion after the second and before the motion.
Thank you.
So are you seconding the motion?
With changes. I guess not.
So I'm sorry, I don't understand. Is that a yes or no on the second?
No.
Okay, would somebody else want to second the minutes? Karis or Craig?
Sorry, I was muted. Yes, I'll second the motion.
Okay, so we have a motion by Member Whelan and a second by Member Schellenberger. Discussion. Alfred, I assume you have some words you want to say.
Yeah, yes, please. For item Delta 1 on the agenda, straw vote, is it recorded as a yay? I in fact voted no. For item D2, near the bottom of page 5 of 8, where it talked about expressed, Member Smith expressed concerns. I did express a concern about a new second story window looking out on a neighbor. Just to be added to what's there. And finally on item echo one, there was, I looked through the list and I didn't see it, but the applicant did confirm the 12 parking spaces on the road would not go away, even though their current drawings didn't show them.
Okay.
Chair Branch, we will incorporate those changes if the rest of the board agrees.
Yes, that's fine. That's good. All those in favor say aye. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, roll call. Sorry, Dennis, did you have a comment, no. Dennis?
No, I'm ready to vote.
Okay. Sorry, Linda, go ahead with roll call.
Member Clinton? We'll come back.
Chair Branch, Member, you may want to ask her to unmute in case she has it muted.
Karis, can you unmute?
Member Clinton? I'll come back. Member Smith?
Aye.
Member Whalen?
Yes.
Vice Chair Schellenberger?
Aye.
Chair Branch?
Aye.
Member Clinton? Not hearing her response.
Hey, Chair Branch, even without Member Clinton, we do have a quorum today. So if you want to move forward.
Okay. All right. Then we will move to our next item, which will be item C1. Could you read that into the record, Linda, please?
Item C1 is for conceptual preliminary review. It's the Powell Rear Addition at 261 Iris Avenue, APN 077-254-008. And it's case number 20-0001-MOD.
Very good. Before we turn it over to the planner, has everybody visited the site or obtained knowledge on the site? Dennis, how about you? Yes? And no ex parte?
And no ex parte.
Okay. Alfred?
No visit, no ex parte.
I had no site visit, but I looked at the neighborhood pretty extensively in street view and satellite imagery, and no ex parte. Craig?
The same.
And Karis?
Same. No site visit, no ex parte.
Okay. Is Daryl there?
Yeah, thanks, Chair, members of the DRB. I'm just waiting to get the go-ahead to share my screen. Here we go. All righty. Yes, thank you, Chair, members of the DRB. Today we're looking at a proposed rear addition. This is at 261 Iris Avenue. Normally the DRB would not be reviewing a rear addition. However, today the applicant is proposing a slight modification to the zoning ordinance, which is the encroachment of a portion of the rear yard addition, approximately 17 square feet, into the rear yard setback. And so the GLIA zoning ordinance does now require that all modifications be reviewed by the design review board, including encroachments into the rear yard setback. So today, the applicant is requesting conceptual and preliminary review, and the DRB will actually be making a recommendation to the zoning administrator. That will be a public hearing at a later date. That's the request today. I just want to double check to make sure we have the applicant online. Her name is Kate Swinson. Can we give her the okay to talk?
Hello. Hi.
Yeah. Hi, Kate.
Hi,
can
there.
You hear me?
Yes.
Hi. I can. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. So, Kate, just so you know, so you have the design review board in front of you, and essentially what they're looking for is for you to just present the project and what you're proposing, and we'll go from there.
Is there a way for me to share my screen, or is just you guys taking care of that?
I'll be controlling the plans. Hopefully you see the plans in front of you, and
yeah,
if you want me to scroll down.
It's my first time on the GoTo webinar thing, so I was just making sure that I have all the tools ready. So yes, yeah. This is a proposal for a rear addition to a master bedroom. It's just under 10 linear square feet in length and entire width of the master bedroom. Like Daryl said, there's a 17 square feet encroachment into the rear setback of 25 feet, which we think is hopefully minor. There's extensive landscaping on the back of the property, so this addition is completely invisible to the neighbors. Also, as part of this project, there are some violations that are existing, and we will abate those as part of this permit. So if you look at this plan that Daryl is showing, this is the existing master bedroom. The addition will allow us to expand the master bath a little bit and to allow for a little bit more space in the bedroom itself and also add some storage. The relocation of the washer and dryer is just to allow for more storage in the master bedroom. So if you go to the next plan, Daryl, please. So you see the extent of the addition. Essentially, it's just pushing that wall back towards the back of the property, allowing for a little bit of a linen closet and a larger bathroom. We're trying to keep all the utilities pretty much as they are and where they are, and a little bit of a square footage gained at the existing kitchen side allows for a little bit of a study room. And if you look at the roof plan, we're just basically extending the same ridge, so there's no visibility from the street really, or very minor visibility from the neighbor. It's just straight extension of the existing roof. All the materials on the exterior will be matching existing, so composite shingles and stucco finish on the exteriors, so very straightforward project. If you look at the elevation, you'll see there's some new windows on the back. Next elevation, please. Next sheet, or maybe I don't see, hold on a second, maybe I don't see the last elevation. Is there a reason? Yeah, there you go. So the bottom elevation, I can't see for some reason on my screen, I'm not sure why, but the bottom elevation is that addition. Yes, so this shows you the two pre-existing windows that we're proposing to remove. And then the proposed elevation would show a larger window in the back. So single large window on the back, that's the master. There we go. It's the master bedroom window, which also will be an egress. And the double door, that's the study that we're building on the kitchen side, that's the access to that study door. So if you switch between the existing and proposed, you'll see that it's very little difference between the two structures. that's about it. Unless anybody has questions or comments.
Chair Branch, before I turn it over to you, I just want to briefly state we did receive comments for this project. It was from, I believe it was in your packet. It was from an adjacent neighbor who was actually making comments towards the approval of the project. That is in your packet. Just wanted to let you know.
All right, thank you. Yes, I saw the letter in the packet that was in support of the project from an adjacent neighbor. So, okay. Seems pretty straightforward. So do we have, do any of the board members have any questions about this? I'll start up at the top. Alfred, do you have any questions?
No, but no. Comments later?
Yep. Okay. Dennis, do you have any questions?
Yes, a couple for staff and one for the presenter. Now, just to torture staff a little bit, in the staff report, it to quote, the addition provides building elevational variety to the neighborhood, number one. Number two, the addition would not change the site's layout or orientation. Are those really... I'm not clear on what you're trying to say there. Could you clarify this?
Yeah, I think in the first one, I think the intent there was it was consistent with other similar additions in the area, and those additions have provided some architectural variety to the neighborhood. And then can you repeat the second question?
The second one, the addition would not change the site's layout or orientation. Well, doesn't the addition change the layout? Or
yeah, I think the intent there was it wasn't a dramatic, significant change to the layout of the entire building. It was in a slight addition to the building. The existing building's layout would not be changing.
All right. And then a couple of questions that are probably best go to the presenter. Number one, is there any new mechanical equipment associated with this that would have visual impacts?
No, there is no proposed equipment.
And am I clear, there is no landscape plan and no new landscaping with this project?
No new landscaping is proposed, no.
All right. And I thought I had one more question. Well, since I can't find it, I'm going to let it go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Craig, do you have any questions?
I did for staff. I was curious, how is the encroachment being mitigated? Is there a offset in the buildable area or an alternate setback created? Sometimes we do that. I'm curious how this encroachment is being somehow mitigated.
Yeah, good question. So just a brief background on rear yard additions. In the past, with our old zoning ordinance, we were allowed to do setback averaging. Which essentially allowed for additions within the rear yard setback if you could average the remaining space, and whichever was, it couldn't be greater than the space not in the setback. And so in terms of mitigation, in terms of the 17 square feet, there isn't anything directly in the zoning ordinance where you have to provide mitigation to encroach in the rear yard setback. It's all kind of based upon the design review board's review and authority.
Thank you.
Okay. Karis, do you have any questions?
I do not. Thank you.
And while your mic is on, why don't you then start with comments on the project?
I don't really have a lot of comments. I think it's fairly innocuous, and the landscaping seems to cover most of the additions, so I am sufficient.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dennis, I saw your hand up.
Yes, I did remember my question for the applicant. It appears that the window, the existing window into the master bathroom, is being removed. Is that correct? And if so, why?
Which window? Could you go back to the demolition plan? First of all, I have to come up with my own plans. The existing... There's the only existing windows are being removed on that wall that is being removed to allow us to do the addition. So I'm not sure what you're commenting on, to be honest.
Oh, there.
So this is the proposed plan.
No, you'd have to go to the existing.
Yeah, so previous page, Daryl, please. Page 4.
Or the elevation, even.
Right. So the window in the master bedroom is being removed because this wall is moving west.
So is that window that's being removed that's not in the bathroom? It's in the bedroom, even though it doesn't appear to show
there
up in the
window removed in the bathroom. Yes, the transom window.
There are two slot windows there. Correct. One is being removed.
Yes, that's the window, the transom window in the bathroom is being removed.
And that's being removed. And I'm just curious why you would remove the bathroom window.
Because with the new layout, it's being really off-center, goes kind of halfway between the sink and the proposed shower. It looks really awkward. So we're removing it and replacing it with an operable skylight.
I see. Thank you. So yes, my comments then, the plan seems perfectly fine and reasonable, and I have to commend the presenter on their quality of graphics. I think they're very clear and superbly illustrative. Thank you.
Thank you.
Terrific. Craig?
I support the project, and I have no problem with the relatively minor encroachment into the setback.
Very good. Alfred?
Yeah, I too wanted to compliment the applicant for a very clear and concise presentation. Having a neighbor write in as well was a nice touch. Thank you for that. And the minor alteration or the minor encroachment, I have no problem with it.
Okay, I'll chime in. I too am in support, I think it fits in well with the neighborhood, it was nice to see a letter of support for once on a project. I think this is fits perfectly within this, and it sounds like that the board would be in unanimous support of the modification requested. So let's see, would somebody want to take a stab at a motion for this? I saw your hand there, Alfred. Did you want to take a stab at a motion?
We're approving conceptual and preliminary, correct?
Chair Branch and Member Smith, so the action is to recommend approval to the zoning administrator with findings as attached in the staff report.
So moved.
Can I get a second for that? Dennis?
I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion? And let's have roll call for the vote.
Member Clinton?
I am in favor.
Member Smith?
Aye.
Member Whalen?
Yes.
Vice Chair Schellenberger?
Aye.
Chair Branch.
Aye. Motion passes. Nice project, and I guess we will see this after it gets its modification approved.
Correct. Thank you, Madam Water Board, and thank you, Daryl.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Okay. Thank you.
All right. So that will take us to our next item, our conceptual calendar. Linda, can you read that into the record, please?
Item D1 is Raytheon overall sign plan, and the addresses are 6830 Hollister Avenue, APN 073-050-027, 6825 Cortona Drive, APN 073-150-015, 75 Coromar Drive, APN 073-150-014, 44 Castilian Drive, APN 073-150-003, and 26 Castilian Drive, APN 073-150-002, and it's case number 20-0005-DRB.
Very good. All right. Have the members visited any or all of these sites and had any ex parte? Alfred?
No site visit, no ex parte.
Dennis?
I researched it virtually and had no ex parte discussions.
Craig?
I did the same as Member Whelan.
Karis?
No new site visit, no ex parte. I'm very familiar with the area, though.
Okay. Mine was virtual as well, no ex parte. Senator Highfield, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair Branch. Good afternoon, DRB. Good to see you again. So this might look a little overwhelming on this overall sign plan because it's five separate sites, but really it's actually not that. It's fairly simple, I would say. There's only two sign types that they're proposing, freestanding signs and wall signs. And they are replacing existing signs that the new signs will reflect the corporate name change. So while there's a lot of verbiage in your packet, it's really kind of a lot of repetition. And there's just unique sign sizes for each site based on the existing situation there. The overall sign plan is kind of set up, before I turn it over to the applicant, the sign plan is just set up in a way where it shows the proposed sign dimensions and locations in the first part of the overall sign plan via kind of a text description. And then after the text description, it goes into a vicinity map for each site and a location for each of the signs for each site, and then a breakdown of each of the signs existing and proposed. So I just wanted to point that out as we're going through it. I can skip to any page as we go through. The other thing I wanted to bring to the board's attention, we are still working with the Public Works Department to verify right-of-way for the freestanding signs in order to be able to find compliance with zoning ordinance requirements for separation to right-of-way, as well as site distance at any driveways. So we're still working on that. So you'll notice that this is agendized for conceptual only at this point, but we thought that the OSP was far enough along to at least start the conceptual comments on it. And then we'll bring back the item at a later date for preliminary and final review, likely agendized together. One note also, as far as the permit process goes, unlike your last item, this item for overall sign plans, the DRB is the decision maker. So you will be taking action on this when we bring it back. So there will be in the packet for that future meeting, there'll be findings as well as a CEQA exemption for you to consider at that time. So unless there's questions for me, the applicant's name is Jessica Shug, I think is how you pronounce that. And then I think also joining her is Mike. I don't have his last name, I'm sorry. But are they here and able to speak?
I see her listed. There we go. I see her mic is on.
There we go. Jessica, are you there? There's a chat coming in.
While we're waiting for her to jump on, I just do have a question for staff, just to verify our task today. It's listed as conceptual. So is this for a conceptual review or a conceptual motion?
It's conceptual review. You can take motion to complete conceptual review.
Okay.
But you're not taking an action on the you're not taking an action on the project itself. So if this afternoon, you know, you get to a point where, you know, the majority of the board feels the conceptual comments are out there, you can take a motion to complete conceptual review.
Okay.
Or alternatively, if you can't get there today without some additional information, then you can continue it, for further conceptual review.
Okay. Dennis?
Small question for staff. I believe there's a discrepancy in the staff report, and even as read by the recorder, she spoke to 6830 Hollister. And as you can see in that last illustration, it's 6380. So I think there's just a bit of a dyslexia in the numerology.
Yep, that's probably either a typo by me or whoever designed the plans, but we'll make sure that that's
that's the kind of mistake I make all the time.
Yeah, I have done that before too.
I had another observation on, I believe it was in the staff report, which I don't have pulled up at the moment, but yeah, there you go. Keep scrolling down till you get to where it talks about what we're tasked to do or what the next steps are. I think it's the last page, maybe, or second to last page or something like that. Next steps.
Hi, guys. This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. Sorry, I was having problems with my screen on my phone.
Yeah, no problem. Hang on one second. Under next steps, it says, pursuant to Title 17, Chapter 17, all signs must be constructed in conformance with the Uniform Building Code, which to my knowledge doesn't exist anymore. It's now the California Building Code.
Yeah, you know, I had that thought as well, but this is the language as quoted from our ordinance, so I didn't feel I had the authority to change it.
Yeah, no problem. Let's keep the ordinance referencing something that doesn't exist. I'm sure that'll go well.
I think, is it not the California, it's the Uniform Building Code as amended by state of California?
No, it's actually the IBC. It's the International IBC, Building
Code. Okay.
Okay. And then California is the California
Building Code. I'll take note of that for our advanced planning folks. Because, I agree. We should probably reference the correct building code.
No worries. No worries.
It is the California Building Code that they were intending on.
Yeah, of course. Of course. All right. So the applicant is there. So, Jessica, the floor is yours if you want to present.
I'm actually going to have Chris present for us. Go ahead, Chris.
It's pretty cut and dry. Raytheon, obviously, you guys are aware they're going through a branding change. They've changed their name from Raytheon to Raytheon Technologies, and they added the logo. As Brian mentioned earlier, all the signage are going in the existing locations of existing signage. As far as sizes goes, it's pretty much cut and dry. They're matching, for the most part, the existing size of all the signage. And like you said, there's one monument sign for the whole project and then a bunch of directories and then a few wall signs, pretty cut and dry. Nothing as far as a new location or a new sign is being added. We're replacing existing for new.
Chris, can you state your full name for the record, please?
Christopher Michael Shipman.
Okay. Well, then, with that, I guess what I'll do is I'll start on the other end. Craig, you want to take first shot at questions and or comments?
There are no questions. A couple of comments. This is a project that is interesting because, you know, we're a design review board and we're supposed to look at design and aesthetics, and this isn't terribly creative, but I think you have to do it in context with the industrial zoning and the industrial nature of these buildings. So I don't have any major gripes other than there were a couple things that jumped out. I think it's page 23. There is a sign that is on a fascia. It's a wall sign. And I think I understand that it's just a like for like, or I don't know if it is a like for like replacement, but I don't know if I'm wild about the square object in that rectilinear fascia. If you look at the previous sign, it was a rectangular sign, and it seems to have a better sense of proportion. That was one comment. And then I think it's down further, maybe page 30. Another wall sign on page 31. It just seems like a lot of negative space on that wall sign. There's a little bit of a logo and some naming, but then a huge negative space. So I don't really understand the purpose of that large of a rectangular sign with hardly any, it could be cut in half almost. And it jumps out. It's kind of a sore thumb how poor that sign looks.
A lot of the purposes for that is refinishing the wall. Raytheon obviously is going through this worldwide, and we've already finished two locations in El Segundo, another one in Fullerton. So in their package they put together, they're trying to accommodate covering any existing damage or any existing problems with the wall from the previous sign. So that may be the reason for this particular elongated sign. They're trying to match what was there existing, so they eliminate doing any kind of wall repair. Or cosmetic repairs, I should say.
Understood. But yeah, those are my only comments. I mean, like I said, I think it needs to be taken in context of what it is. So yeah. I wouldn't stand in the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the reason I give you kind of a backstory. I'm sorry, well, to give you kind of a backstory on that. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Well, it just seems that when you're doing a rebranding, you know, now is the opportunity if you're to do something and make it nice, and we're not doing that, so it seems like an opportunity lost. But I wouldn't hold it up.
Okay, Karis, do you want to jump in?
Karis or Chris?
Yeah.
Karis. Oh, Amber Clinton. Go ahead.
I am in agreement with my board members. Yes, I don't have any particular comments, but I do see that it does look a bit strange with this empty space and other things. So I would just align myself with those comments, would be my only thing. And if you're trying not to fix the, yeah, it seems like you might want to rethink that rationale, I guess, would be my only suggestion.
Well, again, let me give you the backstory on this. Originally, Raytheon, they were trying to do this branding, like I said, El Segundo, here in California, El Segundo, Fullerton, and your location up in Goleta. They gave a very tight, Raytheon gave a very tight schedule of when the new branding was to be unveiled. So, again, I don't think they would be opposed to changing the look of the sign. Based on your guys' comments, it was just, I think, the purpose of trying to make it speedy for their branding. Their branding for all these locations was supposed to happen within a week.
I understand. And for this particular sign on the 44 building, are we already at the maximum for the size of the writing?
That I can't answer. Yeah, that I can't answer, but I do know that Raytheon, like, for instance, we just did a location in El Segundo. It was, instead of a stacked copy, it was Raytheon technology and an inline copy. That's only one of two locations in the United States that were allowed to change that trademark of the way they stacked their copy. So we can ask that question, and I'm sure they'd be more than happy to accommodate us.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Dennis.
Thank you, Chair. Could you turn to the illustration for sign E1? Sorry, I don't know the page number. Oh,
which address?
Perhaps it's page 12. If this one illustrates it. No, it would be the photo simulation.
Oh.
Are you referencing EO1, which is the monument sign at 6380 Hollister?
Most sites have an EO1.
This one will prove my point. The sign area may be the same size, but I really appreciate the breathability, if you will, of the existing sign, that is the amount of white area, versus the proposed, which really just tries to fill up the space. So I appreciate having the imagery of the existing sign. And then on sign E9,
need an address or a page number?
Sorry, I don't have it, so I'll have to let it go. In general, I think the signage program reflects the ideals and the industry of Raytheon. It's simple, it's straightforward. Just the two, well, three colors, really, white, black, and red. Sometimes the identity, for me, gets mixed up because you use red in your logo and in the Raytheon word and in the arrow. Personally, I think you should do one or the other. Red is just used exclusively for the name and the logo, and other wayfinding information should be black and white. Very minor point. Fine presentation and design. Thank you.
Okay. Alfred?
You go to slide 6, please. Question is, that logo and name elsewhere is in red. Here it's in black. The question is why?
You know, I could not answer that.
Okay, there are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 7 slides where you have, it just seems to be all over the place. Like in some cases, Raytheon and the logo only is in red. In other places, everything's in black. In other places, you have Raytheon and the logo in red and the information in black. It just feels like you should be consistent unless there's a reason why you're inconsistent.
Again, I could not answer that. I don't know why Raytheon would do that. I'm guaranteed it has something to do with branding.
Okay, well, I find it unsettling. Could you go to 11 of 41, please? Yeah, that was just showing an example that the existing red and black, the new all red, but elsewhere it's not. So it just... Another inconsistency thing. And I did notice that the sign covers more square footage, but I don't think that's an issue. Could you go to 8 of 41? I think this is my last question. Just that, yeah. So I realize that you're putting this monument sign where the existing one is, but the monument, you don't get to see underneath it. Like with the existing one, there's some space underneath it. And I'm just a bit concerned with how, I know this is probably dealt with elsewhere, but how close it is to the road and blocking the view of drivers. If this is an exit, is this an exit for, is this a driveway?
I believe so. Yes.
Okay.
That's what Public Works is going to look at during their
Just to close that observation on slides like 20 and 29, it's just a lot better. I get it. That's all I have.
Okay. I'm going to jump in. You guys touched on the one thing that jumped out at me, which was the color issue. I'm fine with everything else, but I think I'm so used to seeing that bold Raytheon red logo that I think it would make sense for the site and just from a corporate consistency standpoint if the logos were all red and, like they said, you know, perhaps the wayfinding were black. I don't even mind those red arrows on that slide we're looking at right now, but I think the logo up at the top should be red. I think that would be consistent with throughout, you know, then it would be consistent throughout your project and match what is there existing and be less confusing, because the red definitely jumps out at you, and I think you lose your logo when it's black like that, especially when the letters are smaller like that. So that would be my only comment, is to be consistent with your colors, and that was really my only issue with the signage. So Anybody have any other board members have any other comments? All right, then I guess that completes our conceptual review. Is that something we need to make a motion on, or no? We don't do it because we're not taking an action. We don't do that till it comes back. Is that right?
Yeah, Chair Branch, you would just be providing comments at this level, and when the applicant comes back, they can come back at a conceptual and preliminary.
Okay.
Level so that if the board is able to take action then that could be done.
Then we can pass it. Okay.
Chair Branch.
Yeah. And again, you're the decision maker on this one. So it would be all three, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Conceptual,
yeah.
Preliminary and final.
That's what I was going to say. Linda, I just heard you. You had a question?
Oh, yes. Yes. May we ask for any public comments at this time?
Oh, are there any public comments?
If there are any members of the public wishing to speak, please click the raise your hand icon. And I'm not seeing an interest in speaking.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Then I think that completes our conceptual review. And so we will see you when you come back for preliminary final.
Thank you, Chair Branch, members. Have a good afternoon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. So that takes us to, our next announcements by members and staff. Anybody have any announcements? Mary?
Yes, Chair Branch. We will be canceling the September 8th meeting, and September 22nd will be your next meeting. It will be a large agenda. And again, just a reminder to please let me know ahead of time if there are any conflicts. Quorum is very much needed for this next meeting. But on the good note, I know what you're going to ask, Chair Branch, about recruitment. We do have several candidates that have put their names in. So our city clerk is working on getting a special meeting held for the city council to do interviews. So hopefully we will get to be a full board very soon, and that will be wonderful.
So you said our next meeting is September 8th, is that what you said?
No, September 8th is canceled. Next meeting is September 22nd. Chair Branch, you're frozen.
Okay, so if September 20th, why not have?
Well, because those items were not ready.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Chair Branch. Those items,
I understand.
Okay. Yeah, it would be nice to divvy them up, but there's just a lot in the queue for the September 22nd.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, then, anybody else have an announcement? Karis or Craig?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, then, with that, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
No.
Fortune and time on my hand.